The Catholic Diocese of Charlotte released a list Monday of 14 clergy who had been credibly accused of child sexual abuse since the diocese was founded 47 years ago. The diocese also published information about clergy who had worked in the Charlotte Diocese without incident, but who had been accused in other parts of the country. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
During Mass on Sunday at St. Patrick's Cathedral, Bishop Peter Jugas, who leads the Charlotte Diocese, had this to say to parishioners.
I take this opportunity, as we are about to make known the results of our study, to apologize to survivors of sexual abuse who, as minors, were victimized by some members of the clergy.
Jugas was speaking on the forthcoming list of clergy credibly accused of abusing minors. Although he spoke to the faithful, he did not publicly address the issue on Monday when the list came out. Of the 14 found to have credible accusations, all but five of those priests are dead. None are serving today. The diocese said it knew about most of the allegations, but it said its examination of 1,600 files and personnel records turned up four cases in which priests were credibly accused and that the current diocese leadership wasn't aware of.
And so there are really four cases this current administration was unaware of that the information is found on the site.
That's Father Patrick Winslow, who's the second in command of the Charlotte Diocese after Jugas. The website he's referring to is accountability.charlottediocese.org, which lists the clergy who've been accused and has a synopsis of each man's history and of the allegations. He sat down with the media to discuss the list.
The term credibly accused, can you describe what that means? And was there ever any dispute during the investigation as to what that meant?
So our process of looking back over the historical files, it was to surface any sort of credible allegation against a minor. And if there were any questions that required some judgment call, we refer those matters to an independent investigator and a lay review board. So they have their standards relative to what constitutes a credible allegation, but in short term, I should say in shorthand language, we would say having the semblance of truth, having the semblance of truth.
In addition to the list of 14 clergy, there's also information published regarding six men who served in the Western North Carolina Diocese before 1972, when the Charlotte Diocese was formed. Previously, the entire state was under the jurisdiction of the Raleigh Diocese. Those six men are dead. The Charlotte Diocese also included information about 23 clergy who served for a time in the Charlotte Diocese, whose names appear on the lists of credibly accused from other dioceses.
And so they served here without any known incident with respect to this issue. But we have come to learn through other dioceses or religious communities going through making public their findings that they have appeared on their lists. And so we wanted to be thorough and to have a real complete accounting. And so we wanted to include them, even though they're not part of our history here in Western North Carolina.
They include clergy like Peter Raymond Richardson, who died in 2014. He served for 1 year in the mid-1980s in Silva, North Carolina, and the diocese said there were no allegations against him. But he appears on two lists of credibly accused priests from Mississippi and Ohio. Another name on the list, William Tangway, who served for 7 years in the Diocese of Charlotte and Hickory before being removed in 2002 by the diocese in Providence, Rhode Island, from allegations during his time there from 1965 to 1981. He's still alive and believed to be living outside the U.S. The diocese said it provided information on those clergy in case they may have abused people in Charlotte and had never been reported. Winslow encouraged people to contact police or report any abuse on the diocese accountability website. Seth Langson is a Charlotte lawyer who's represented victims of sexual abuse by Catholic clergy. He said Monday's list is incomplete and should include
dates of assignments, where and when, full explanations if they're not in Charlotte, in the Charlotte Diocese for a year, where they are, where they were, who made the arrangements for them to get there.
Langson says there are one or more ordered priests that should be listed as credibly accused. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.